Hey guys, it's Minsu. Welcome back to Gold Standard. We are not perfect always, but we always try to be perfect. So better you always than yesterday. So that's what we are looking for here. And today I'm here with my friend Joey and producer. Hi Joey.
How are you? Are you well?
I'm
good?
Fine. Very nice. I love May. Except the weather or the air polluted is pretty bad. Other than that, I love May and I'm not really looking for this crazy hot, humid summer in Korea. So
just
bad.
Around the corner. Just around the corner.
Yeah.
I can feel it knocking at the door.
Humid, humid.
We'll survive, I'm sure.
I will leave.
Yeah, back to Bali.
Yeah.
Are you still missing Bali or have you fully settled back into Korean life?
Always I'll be missing Bali and I'm thinking about some businesses that I can do in Bali so I can just find a way to go back, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't wait, you know, I wanted to grow my passive income like doing YouTube or whatever and then I can just go to Bali and taking videos, YouTube channel and because I can do it in anywhere in life, you know? So why do I want to go to Bali if I can just do it in the online same thing, right? So, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, good
idea. Help me!
Yeah. Anyone who has any advice, any ideas, feel free to share. Right.
Yep.
Nice one. One of the things as a non-Korean living in Korea, I know that is May. Is a very family-orientated month, right? So we had, what did we have? We had Boda's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Children's Day.
Mm-hmm.
어린이날, right?
어린이날.
5월 5일.
Yeah.
So May 5th is Children's Day. Then May 8th is Parents' Day.
Yeah.
Right. In a lot of countries like in Ireland or USA, Canada,
they have a separate Mother's Day.
But in Korea, you have one day, Parents' Day, show your appreciation, all that to your parents. And then Teacher's Day even is in May. The 15th is Teacher's Day. So there's lots of different days of appreciation towards your family members or your community or your, I suppose, religion also with the Buddha. The Buddhist birthday usually falls in May.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was on those days, like Children's Day or whatever, just to see people pay appreciation to their kids and even their brothers and sisters, right? So it got me thinking about your family here and like what do you do on those kind of days? Like, as people get older, like a lot of my friends are in their 20s, 30s, they don't get any presents anymore on Children's Day, right? But you keep giving your parents, like maybe you bring them for dinner or...
Yeah, so May is Appreciation Month in Korea. And when I was little, May 5th was great because we get to get like presents and gifts and things like that. May 8th, though, it's for Parents' Day. So I think that it makes sense to have a celebrate for both because they are married. So it's Parents' Day.
Yeah.
As a kid, we appreciate both of them, not separately. It more makes sense to me. I don't know why they had a Mother's and Father's Day. But anyway, so... but it is special day for my parents. The same day, my parents' day is my parents' anniversary.
Oh, perfect.
So it was just 35 years.
35 years,
yes,
right? Congratulations to them.
And yeah, I know. I think it's very amazing to see. I mean, the relationship isn't always happy, obviously. But what matters is they kept it together. It keeps growing it strong. And I think it's really important. Like nowadays, they don't really value the marriage and or even the relationships, things like that. Because for me, I think I'm not judging anybody going through divorce and things like that, but it is a commitment. You know, nobody is going to be perfect in the beginning or the end. But when you make the commitment, that means you want to, whether you're sick or happy or whatever, any condition, you decide to marry the person, to decide to love the person, then that's what matters, right? But seems like nowadays they don't really value that much anymore. So if you're the person, then just don't get married. Why you had to go through that and make the commitment? Oh, by the way, I'm just kidding. You know, it's not. I mean, I think that it's really, it has to be serious, you know? It's not a joke, you know? So anyway.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm not here to preach, but so let's go back.
Yeah, so
yes,
to go back to the kind of lighter side of that, so did you go for a meal with your parents? Like
it was my parents' anniversary and parents' day, so I took them out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, my brother has to work, so me, my sister, and my mom and dad, we went to one of my dad's favorite restaurants, which is eel.
I had it for the first time last month. It's delicious.
It's a living eel that you kill them on grilled and then you eat it. Very good for stamina. I'm like, so I love eel as well. So my family, whole family loves it. So we had a nothing very romantic, but my sister bought them the flower, like carnation. Carnation is very traditional,
right.
Appreciation.
I see them being
flower.
Sold a lot.
Right,
in
so
Maine.
We had the flower. I gave them mainly like, it's more, or it's like, we give them money, you know, it's like, thank you for, you know, it's like, you can still buy the present, but it's very hard to find the, you know, present. So, present, yeah. So, I always give them money for birthday or...
And then they can use it to buy something.
Yeah, like. So they can use it for whatever
yeah,
they want.
For example, your brother couldn't make it. He was working or he was traveling?
Yeah, he has to work. He is a trainer, by the way. For those who has followed me knows that he actually trained with me maybe 2 years ago now. So he started training and he made a huge before and after. So before then he never trained, he was just normal like skinny fat guy and small, but now he's pretty big. You can tell that he's working out, he has a nice body and he has a nice job. So
yeah.
It is amazing. And I actually wanted to talk about my brother today. As of, I mean, many of you guys know that I have a brother. He has made a before and after, and they think that that's awesome. But there is a story that I wanted to share with you, and that is my brother actually was one of the person, you know, who sitting on his their room and addicted on playing video games and watching the dramas. You know, I don't know what the like terms.
Almost
for
like
that.
A couch potato or
is it couch? No,
maybe.
Couch potato. No, I don't think it's couch potato.
Gaming addict. Or?
Yeah, it is definitely more than couch potato. He would go in his room and would spend the day, a month.
Hermit.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
And not doing anything. So it was very extreme. So what happened? It happens when I was in the States, my mom called me, so your brother doesn't go to school and he's just in his room playing video games. And that's insane, you know? I mean, it's not normal. Like, hello, you don't go to school, just stay in your room and playing video games.
What kind? Was he high school or was this university?
No, it was in university. So... I knew in the States, it's many things are like mental disease. So I told my mom at the time, like, you have to send him to the like hospital to see, like, you know, the mental psychologist or whatever. But in Korea, still, like, it's new. They don't really see the mental things as a disease. And so my mom, my parents at the time thought that, oh, he'll get better, you know. I mean, maybe like little month later,
yeah,
or
he's just being a boy,
2 weeks,
lazy.
Yeah. But no, that was not a joke. It was like a month, becomes years, becomes 2 years, 5 years. And it was like, after I come back to Korea, he was still in his room, didn't go to school, pay for it. My parents paid for the university. 2 seasons, which is like a crazy. So for them, they want him to finish his school, but he didn't want to go to school. So he went there for a couple, like maybe first week or two, but then he stopped going there. And I told my mom, like, don't do it. Like, if he doesn't want to do it, then don't push him to do anything that he doesn't want to do. And school, even school, don't pay for it, you know?
Don't pay for it. That's...
Yeah, so, and then I even say, what does he do? That he plays video games or internet, so cut them off, you know? But then my parents was so nice about the little baby, and he was the guy, you know?
He's the youngest, right?
He's the youngest, the baby boy, and then man is important in Korea. Anyway, so it's another story that I want to tell. So... It has been years, 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 and started when he wasn't probably right after, even before he, okay, so he started when he was like second year in college. And then he went to army, he joined the army, two years served.
So just for people who don't know, in
right.
Korea, it's compulsory for the males to
yes,
go to the army.
Yeah, everybody has
is
to
it
do
it. 2 years or a little more than 2 years?
It used to be 2 years and 2 months, but then it shortened to 2 years. And I think it's still 2 years, but it's
yeah.
becoming shorter.
So every male has to, at some time between, I think, age 18 and 30, maybe?
Yeah,
serve,
there are between age and But there are some conditions. For example, if I were a man, and I wouldn't be able to join the army because at the time my eyes were so bad, the description was super low. Obviously, if you're like bad eyes, you can't really shoot, you know? So I wouldn't be joining army, but you still have to serve.
Right, some community service.
Community service, right.
Hospital or post office.
Right.
Or something.
So if you are in good condition, you might be able to join some special army or like,
yeah.
Even my dad actually is Marine.
Oh.
And he really wants my brothers to join Marine.
And one of the interesting things is, it's even if you are a successful celebrity, sports personality, you also have to do it. Like UFC guy, the Korean Zombie, he
mm-hmm.
also served, I think, the full 2 years.
Mm.
But then there's other players like Park Ji-sung. He didn't have to do it as a kind of reward for the World Cup performances.
Yeah.
And
so I guess some people, they don't serve. And unfortunately, some people, they... maybe not now, I mean still even then, they use their power and money to get out of the things. But I think that, I mean, you might say, you're female, you don't know anything, but no, I mean, we are the people who are like Korean, and we support each other, then because we are still under the war, people don't realize we are not finished war, we are just the blade, right? So the North Korean, South Korea, so it's something that, you know, have to do it, then you have to do it. And for those, like, the government has been giving a lot of, the plus points. Like, even they go to apply for jobs, they get the plus points.
Yeah,
so I'm not really here to say, oh, you are female, you should go there. It's not like, let's don't do this. You know, it's for more of all our, like, our peace and our community and our society, our country's benefits, you know. So I think that it's very, I appreciate all these, you know, armies who serve for the country, and then they should feel proud of themselves. Like, that's what happens in the States. They are really proud of themselves, you know, they serve for the countries and even their family or friends. So I'm looking for more cultures like that, not just something that you have to do, it's boring, you know. Because, like, it's always, like, it's how you see things, you know? If you think that the 2 years are boring and, like, wasting time, then it'll be like that. But if you still think about those time to be more disciplined, and there's a great, like, you go get to, like, really good lifestyle pattern, you know? Like, the time and the
consistency.
Consistency, yeah. You learn a lot of good things from there.
So your brother went there after his first year of university?
Yes, it was after first year.
And so he went, he was a pretty much a gaming addict, stayed home, watched dramas, played games nonstop, never went to class, then went to the army.
So it is pretty deep conversation because I know what the problem was. And it is actually very common in Korea. What happened was, when he was in high school, the parents, what they want, the teacher, what they want for the kids was just going to the good university. In good university, mainly, like, in Seoul is a good university, first of all. So there are a few good universities in Seoul, but still, in Seoul, considers a good university compared to out of Seoul. So when they take the exam, and all they want is, oh, just go to university in Seoul. So, and the kids, of course, doesn't have any idea what they want to study, what they want to do, but they just, parents or teacher push them to just get in the university, and he found close, like, university near Seoul, and he applied for this major, Chinese, which he had no interest in. Just applied, accepted, and then he went to school. Guess what? Everybody, well, Muslim people who apply for Chinese, they had some sort of interest in Chinese, and they were pretty good, they were prepared, which my brother didn't have, because he had no idea about Chinese, but he had to just go to the university. So what happened, he didn't do well in school, and he doesn't enjoy the school, like the learning, so he became like pushback. He doesn't, and of course, if you're not enjoying it, then you don't want to go there. So he made excuse now, okay, the reason why I shouldn't go to school and still keep away from the whole scene. And after that, it's easy 1 day, 2 day, and the whole semester.
Yeah.
And I think that causes all the problems causes from that part. If he found something that he wanted to do it, even though it's not a good university, or anything, but if he found something that he wanted to do, it would never happen. But because he was forced to do something that he didn't even interest in it. So at the end of the day, and he found something else, which was playing video games. And playing video games, he can't forget about this, you know, like craziness, reality, issues, or problems. So it's a really short-term release. But he also knows that it's not going to fix the problem. But it becomes like it constantly going back to the same routines. So he kept away from the school, and now he's embarrassed to talk to his friend or family. It gets worse and worse, you know?
Snowballs.
So, yeah, so, and then he didn't really know what to do about it. He had no idea. At the time I was in the States, I wish I was here to talk to him, but at the end of the day, it's not me just, you know, solving the problem. It has to be him to realize, you know, what to do, because it's his life. He gotta figure out what he wants to do it. So, long story short, I came to Korea. He was still struggling, and I couldn't understand. I'm more like, hey, you should do this. And I was kind of like, I mean, sister like that, because I'm a tough person, you know? I'm not weak, so I'm like, hey, brother, you should do this, that. Yeah. So, which was not a really good idea for him, you know? So, it was kind of my mistakes, but so I tried to talk to him many ways, and he wouldn't change. It was very hard for my parents, because you have no idea, like 9 years, like that's how he spent the years in his room, and my parents in all his 20s, and my parents had no idea what to do, and they wished he just get out of his room and be normal. And it was very painful for me to see they are really struggling with that, you know. So it's because it's family, you know. So then I still trying to talk to him. Sometimes I was going really harsh, but sometimes I really tried to talk to him and then what's in his mind, you know. Because I'm his like big sister, and I can relate more than my parents. I'm trying to find out what's wrong with him. And I never really pushed him, but after I come back, he knows that I'm working out and I'm doing it. And I just told him, hey, you should work out with me. I'll teach you, you know? So I never pushed him, hey, come with me, but more, hey, I can teach you how to work out. Mm-hmm. So if you want to lose weight, let me know. And I just told him, like, just some, like, make conversations. And
in that time, mm-hmm. So he went to the army, came back, did he start to work? Did he?
Oh man, nothing.
Okay.
How? You don't even go to school, what to do? Just stay
right,
home.
Right.
And he doesn't even, like, he turned off his cell phone. He wouldn't see his friend. So my mom even tried to call his friend, close friend, to call him. We tried so many different things, but he refused to meet any of people. So only time he gets out of his room was like middle of the night, like 3-4 a.m. just to eat something. He eats once a day, or he just skip the meal. It is very painful. Like, if you have someone like that in your family, it's no kidding to watch it. So it was very serious. But then time goes by, I just keep trying to talk to him, make a conversation, and told him working out things. But one day, he said, hey sister, I want to train. Like, can I train with you? So I wanted to lose weight. Because he's been, of course, if you're in your room sitting,
yeah,
all this, and like you get sick, and like you get fat and all that, right? So he wanted to, he feel like little, even though he was in 20s, he still feel unhealthy, so he wanted to train. So okay, well, I'll teach you. And I start training. I spend my hours like every day with him. It was very important for me, because even though I knew that was a really good opportunity for me, but I don't want to push him too much,
right,
because yeah, so I just say, okay, well, we'll do it every day for 4 o'clock, and then we'll do 1 hour. So I trained him about like a couple weeks, about a month. But I didn't tell him to change his diet, but I told him, if you don't change your diet, you're not gonna see many differences. And of course he worked out hard, but he didn't see any differences in his body. So okay, well, I will have to change my diet. So he used to eat like noodles in the middle of the night.
Ramyun
and like all crazy things. But he started changing those. Like he started eating those bad things or ice creams and things like that. So he sees that his body has changed. And I can see he gets so into it. So I thought it was a really good sign because he's really trying, like he wanted to be good at it. So I taught him like so many different things, and anytime I have a seminars and I took him with me because I think that was important for him to get out of the room, his room and house, and meet people. That was very, because he was a lack of social skill back then, because you haven't seen each, like people for like 9 years, right? So I took him to my class and meet with people. Like he was there as my supporter, you know, so assistant. So it was good. It was very good, I would say. He was there. He learned a lot from me. I tried to teach him a lot. Meet like people in the industry. And at the time, I was also had a competition. So he was one of, you know, he was really there for me. And he support me, and it was great having my brother, you know, supporting me like that. So, and I think he learned a lot since then, and he made changes, and I didn't plan on making him as a trainer, but what I did was I trained him, but also I trained him how to train other people. So I let it, because when you train someone else, you get the responsibility and you become more responsible for something else. And I think that it was very important skills, whether he's a trainer or not. So I told my brother to train my sister, my older sister, MJ, because she had no idea about working out. And I think that it's even good for my sister as well. So, hey brother, Byung-hun, you should train your sister, big sister, MJ, because she needs to do it. So I actually pushed him to do it, and actually he did it and enjoying it, you know, because it actually makes him feel like he's helping someone else.
Yeah, it feels useful.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I think that was, it was all my plan, because when his problem was he doesn't know what to do. He feels useless. He doesn't know I can do anything. So for him to feel that, oh, when he makes his body, oh, I can do something. Oh, I did it. And then when he helps someone else do it, wow, I can help someone else too. So that's what I make him to do it. And then after that, his friend, close friend, they ask him, because he's so, Byung-hun is like changing, so hey, I need to lose weight, help me. So he started training these two kids too. And actually, my sister was for free for sure, but he actually, I let him charge his friend for even like cheap price, because then it's more serious, you know, it's not like, hey, let's do it. So his two of his friends made a big before and after transformation, and he felt super like rewarded, and he knew he can do this, and he likes to do it, and still I teach him, you know, how to do it. And I have him, if you see my YouTube videos, and I do have a power hit challenge. I have two assistants. One was female, my friend Lucy, and the other guy, that's my brother.
Oh, that's
so,
your brother.
Yeah, so I trained him, and then anything that I had, I put him in my assistant, you know. And I even charged my brother for me training him, because then he feels that this is not just free work. I mean, you have to pay for this, and then you did it. And then I gave you my knowledge, and then you gotta learn, and that's how you're gonna make money as well. So I still didn't think that he was gonna be a trainer, but I think that it turns out he become a trainer. He's doing very well. What I'm saying very well, it is hard to tell who is a really good trainer, because it's very objective. I mean, you can say somebody has a like high-end score or certification. No, nothing matters becoming good trainer.
Yeah,
good trainer is good trainer is, can you hold your clients for how long? Because your job is to motivate your clients and then make them to do what they don't want to do, and then keep pushing them. And my brother had a client for like years. What I'm saying is, they work out with him for 3 months and keep training with him for years. So that only can happen because they feel that it's worth it to do it. But a lot of times people come to me just for a short term, like 3 months, training done. But nobody really sticked for me like years. Well, one of the reasons I don't really work for the like fitness center. But what I'm saying here is, to be a good trainer, if you can have the person and for such a long time, that means you're doing something good for them. So that means you're a good trainer, you know? The retain rates, that's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
So it shows that he treats them well, they trust him,
mm-hmm.
they like the results.
Yeah, they keep coming back to you.
Yeah.
So he has built a really good relationship with his client, and I can definitely see that serving other people, he can learn a lot of stuff. And good thing is for him, most of his clients was like olders, like 40, 50, 60, 70s. So dealing with these people, he can learn a lot of like wisdom as well. So I didn't think like trainer job, my parents are not so happy with it, but I think that I'm really glad that he found something that he enjoyed doing it. Not enjoying it, but more he feels like rewarding, like he feels important.
He has some passion for
right.
it, some interest. Yeah.
Yeah, and even though seeing those change, a lot to go to. I mean, my brother is not perfect. Still, he's a baby boy. I wish he is this and that. But I think about 9 years, like, man, we can't even think about my mom. The only her hope was just, hey, get out of his like room, just be normal. But now he's working to company, making money, and I think that's like really, really big thing. So he might be a little bit, he's a little later than other people because he spent his 20s in his room. But even that, I think it's very important because we held on together because we are family. I did not give up on my brother. None of my family did because why? How could you do that? Because it's your family. So I think believing in him and trying to understand him was very important because he's not like me. You know, I am strong and I'm always go-getter, but I talked to him and he says, I did not know what to do. And so he was going through a hard time. So it was like really important for each other's try to get to know the person. The family doesn't mean that you know the person. You still have to work on it, you know? So I spent a lot of time with my brother, just not only training, but I took him to the dinner, we're going to somewhere shopping. I always try to talk to him and then like get to know him because that's how you can build a trust.
Right.
So
do you feel he's fully moved on from that lifestyle? I know he's got the job now, he does the training.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like, oh, he's gonna lapse back to,
you know what's funny? When he's off day, he's doing the same thing.
Gaming.
Off day gaming,
yeah.
Like just watching.
So,
but
moderation.
But good thing is he goes back to work.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah. So we all say, oh, he has to go to work because otherwise he would just, if he has like 7 days of vacation, he would just spend his day in his room. So like, okay, well, I guess that's how you want to do it. But then enjoy. But I think it's at least he go back to his work. It'd be nice if he can find a good girlfriend because I think that's something he's missing as well. Because he just has no idea, hasn't been meeting many girls, and he just have no idea how to do it, what to do, where to start. So he just like, easy way is just like neglecting it, right? So I told him, oh, by the way, I saw this girl at your gym. Why don't you take her out for dinner? It's like,
playing matchmaker.
Yeah, I'm trying really hard. Because I mean, it's normal. You are normal, like you're only 29, then you have to be active, like meet people, date, you know? It's like, oh, but yeah.
Step by step, you know,
he
got out of the room, he got a job, next thing maybe he can start dating, he can update us.
Yeah.
Maybe people listening to this podcast will be leaving comments like on
the
phone.
I'm trying to be a matchmaker now, so we'll see if I can do
any
that.
Any eligible bachelorette?
Yeah. I'm such a nice sister, like perfect sister.
Debbie, anyway, that's I'm very happy that the story has a very positive ending. Your brother seems to have done a lot with the help of his family and
supporters. Also, I just want to make a fitness he tried it to just lose weight, but what I'm saying here is fitness can change all your life. Like, you will see how you can control your appetite or working out, because it's very, you have to be consistent, dedicated, it's very hard work. So once you go through that, you learn not only a lot about your physical training, but it's a lot of mental and emotional training. So that's the message I really wanted to give people. Even me, when I started training, I was going through super, super hard mental, like emotional, like hell. Like, it was really, really hard for me. It's going to be another story. Like, I wanted to like die. I wanted to like skip up on anything. But one thing that I hold on to was fitness, not drugs, not the alcohol, which I had an option for that. You could have done it, but instead, I hit the gym. I just worked out like as a crazy person. And how I got out of it, and I got the body, and I have a strong mind, and my so everything. So if you are listening this, and if you are going through a hard time in your life, it could be physical or mental, emotional, I don't care what it is, but then you have to find the answers in fitness. So don't ask any questions, just go to the gym, trying to lifting and heavy, and just talk to yourself and spending time there, and you'll get out of something. I can promise you that.
Great
so.
Stuff. Okay. I think in this episode, there's been a lot of good advice, and some, but I think you had a different tip of the week we were talking about earlier. So do you want to give that tip of the week about standing by your family?
Yeah, I actually, we talk about this and I forgot what it was. Yeah, I think believing in someone, not only, well, you definitely gotta believe in yourself first, but I can talk as a sister who helped him to transform his life. I believed in him, I didn't give up on him, and I always tell him that you can do it. And I show him my affection that you can do it, you know? Because a lot of times they feel like vulnerable, they feel like, oh, I can do this. But once you make them feel that they can do it, then that can change the whole game. So if you are a supporter like me, if you have a family or friends who are going through a hard time, then let them know that they can do it, and believe in them and trust them, and then show them that you do believe in them.
Okay, so tip of the week, show your support.
Show your support and believe in them.
Believe in them.
Never give up.
Great stuff. I'm going to take that message with me out into the life today.
Yay.
So great stuff. I'm going to say goodbye now. Thank you very much for sharing your story. And so I know it's not easy, especially talking about personal things, some things, but you did a great job.
It was very grateful, because I wanted to also write a book about this story, because I think there are so many people out there, especially nowadays, everything is the internet, and people become more really isolated. It's about me being me in the internet, living in like this SNS world,
yeah.
Like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Yeah, it's a whole different world, in online world. So become... causes a lot of problems. So I also wanted to talk about this, and with these stories, and how to overcome, and how to support, how to be better. So I'm working on the Gold Standard ebook. So I'm shooting for June. I want to release it Amazon. So we'll see we're gonna get there. So thank you for your support always. If you're leaving a comment and subscribe to the channel, it's just a lot of support. And just sharing these stories to support your people and family and community, that'll be amazing. I want you to do it for so many people who need help. So.
Right, exactly. It's a topic we should feel free to talk about. No one should feel embarrassed or afraid to share their story. So great stuff.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to say goodbye now, and thank you for having me here again.
All right, well, thank you for joining me here, and I'll definitely see you again next week. So stay tuned, stay active, and be happy. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsugo. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.